Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Opposing View with Aini and Christelle. Hi, I'm Aini.
Hi, I'm Christelle. We are here to have open and authentic conversations, even if these conversations can be really difficult to have.
No bullshit, no judgment. Basically, putting everything out there.
So grab your cup of coffee, your cup of tea, and join us in today's conversation on money and relationships. So let's get talking.
Well, Christelle, this month seems like it's all about money, right?
Yeah, money month. We should have done this in the month of May, though. It's like M month. But anyways.
Oh, we can totally do this again next May.
Next
yeah, I'm just thinking we talk about, you know, how do we view money? How do we think about, you know, how money, is it an evil or money can be a good tool to help us? It's like almost like a means to an end, right? So I'm just thinking, how about relationship?
Yeah, how do we navigate around relationships when it comes to money? Because we've all heard that when it comes to money, when we talk about finances, it will always ruin relationships. Doesn't matter what kind of relationships, it can be your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, girlfriend, your friends, even mother, father, also brother, sister.
Yeah, it's always such a sensitive topic, right? Really, I'm not sure how many people whom I know actually openly talk about money with their loved ones.
Yeah, it's usually like a topic that they avoid altogether, right? Because I have friends who don't talk about money matters with their parents when it's clearly something so important. Because I have a friend who shared with me that he finds it very difficult to plan his finances for family, because whenever he brings up this topic with his dad, the dad will just like brush him off. Like, don't talk about it. And then he's like, no, we cannot not talk about it, you know, because I have to also know, what do I need to prepare? What do I need to plan for this family? What do I need to plan for you, for his sister or that? So it's actually quite sad to see this, because I also kind of face this issue with my mom. But maybe I have it slightly more better because she is more transparent about it. Me and my brother.
Yeah, totally, right? Because it's kind of so sensitive. People tend to avoid it because it comes with such, you know, some kind of responsibility, right? Especially for people who are, well, I won't, you know, maybe doing well or not doing quite well financially. It's such a hard topic to talk about.
Yeah.
Especially I can imagine if they are the head of the family, if they themselves feel that they are not providing enough, and it's kind of a reflection for their own capability as well, right? Maybe that's why some head of the family find it hard to actually discuss that, especially with their children. But having said that, I'm not coming up with reasons for anybody to not want to discuss this. It is a difficult topic. And a lot of time, it can even ruin relationship, right? It can even ruin relationship.
So what's your view on like this money matters? Let's just say for you and your husband, how do you guys view it?
So you're talking about between couple, right? okay. Well, clearly we are from two different generations. generally, right, my generation is the kind that, okay, my generation, right, already women already also working, right? You have double income, dual income. So it's not so much that the woman totally depend on the man, right? However, I think there's still this residue of, you know, whatever is mine is mine, whatever is yours is also mine kind of mentality, right? So it's this thing. I still remember when I got married all those years ago, I still remember, you know, my mom and some of my aunties actually tell me that you make sure you must have your, you know, have your own private account, you know, you stash away some money, okay? You know, don't be so naive, everything become joint account, and then you don't know what happened one day, right? So yeah, but I remember that time for me is, if I'm going to entrust the rest of my life with this man, how is it that we cannot trust each other when it comes to money, right? So both me and my husband decided that we will put everything together as a joint account. And so, you know, we don't have a separate account. We everything joined together, and all the expenses, of course, is from there as well. And during the time, the couple of years when I actually stopped working, when I had my kids and I decided to stay at home, it still remained the same, right? And spending wise, it's very clear cut that, you know, we apportion certain money for, you know, certain budget for the household, certain budget for, you know, you know, entertainment, luxury, you know, but we never spend anything above four figure, a certain amount, without telling the other person, right? So there's a cap. Right. If I need to sign something on my card, you know, if it's below four figures, you know, I'll just go ahead. But above certain figure, we will kind of discuss with the other person, right? We don't just go out there and suddenly spend without discussing the issue. Yeah. So that's what me and my husband has been doing. But of course, I know that many people might feel that, okay, not very wise, you know, you should have some fun stash away, you know. Yeah, I remember I even had one very elderly aunt told me that, you know, every month if a husband gives you this amount of money for the household, right, you should put aside some for your own. Well, she's much older than me, right? So I can imagine where she's coming from, because she's come from the generation where she's totally dependent on her husband, right? So there's always this fear that, you know, what if one day the husband kind of leave her for another woman, right? Yeah. So I think, yeah, it really have a very deep relation, you know, this connection with relationship, but somehow people don't talk about it.
Right. Yeah. I guess for your views and my view, okay, let's say I were to have, maybe I don't have a husband, so it's too early for me to say, but as of now, I'm more of what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. So there is a very clear cut definition, so we don't cross over there. And we have our own savings, we have our own emergency funds. We don't exactly cross over with one another. And if I want to spend my money, I don't necessarily have to ask permission. So I'm not sure whether this will change. Perhaps it will. I really can't say. But I guess it's also got to do with how I was brought up. Because my mom was like your elder aunt, right? Where she will say, you must have your own account. Don't ever share joint account, even with your future husband. So she always tells me this. So I was like, okay, sure.
Yeah, so of course, right, like you said, it's very clear cut, right? It's the finances are very clearly defined. But how about, like you said, no, or just now you used the word, I don't need to ask permission. But what if you are husband and wife, or even you're living together, right? Your life is already together. So even, for example, now you want to go out and buy something that for yourself, it's not for the household, or it's not spending on the two of you, but just on yourself, right? Something that is five figures.
I do admire the fact that you and your husband will like talk about it, you know. Yeah. Like y'all will actually discuss. So yes. Maybe that's something I will actually apply in my future marriage. Because I do know of my friend who she's in a long-term relationship with her boyfriend, and anything that she wants to buy that is clearly out of budget, like for example, $1,000 or maybe even $500, she will actually discuss with her boyfriend. And the boyfriend is always the one who says yes or no. So I find it very cute.
But my point here is, it's not something that's out of budget. It's within your means. But maybe let's say something that is on a high of a few, four figures, even a five figures, you can totally afford it, right? but this money you just basically spend on yourself. It's not for the two of you, not for like a holiday or something. Because you say you use the word you won't ask permission, right? But do you think it's good to discuss, or actually it doesn't matter because it's my money and I totally can afford it? So what is your view?
Okay, maybe I would just go with I will not discuss. I would just weigh the pros and cons on my own and see if it makes sense. Yeah,
especially when you totally can afford it, right?
Correct.
You're busting your credit card for it, right? Yeah. So I think hence maybe that's the difference, because me and my husband, we have a joint account, right? So obviously we can see the transaction. So how about if it's if you live together, right? Whether you're married or not, if you live together, that would be household expenses. So then how do you think can manage that?
I think I will do it on situational basis. Okay, like for example, we also have to see what is the income from both of us. You know, we have to be fair. If one of us is obviously higher, then I guess it's fair that the one with the higher income takes on a little bit more responsibility. Or we can do it the other way, where you literally half-half. Or like you pick and choose which one you want to pay for, which one you want to take responsibility for. I think that's very fair on both sides. What about how do you actually do it?
Yeah, because we are joint account, so it's just that, of course, we budget a certain amount for the household, right? So we know, right? So we won't overspend, and we also have our savings for like holidays and for things that we want to buy, right? So I'm just thinking, right? It's really the attitude towards the money, right? Because some people are very generous,
right?
In that sense, but there are people who are very every single sense is also means something.
Yes.
So even it can be with the person you love, right? But everything is really cut clean right in the middle, right?
I think it's quite painful. So when it comes to the spectrum of your mindset, when it comes to money, right? Whether you're the every cent matters kind of person, or you belong more to the generous side. So I think that's where we have to see how do we sort of navigate and, like, you know, make things clearly. Okay, for example, I were to go up a friend who is clearly the every cent matters kind of person, then I will make sure that, okay, the meal that we cost exactly half-half. Or you pay for my own, I pay for my, or then I, eh, sorry, you pay for yours, I pay for mine. Yeah, so that's how I would sort of manage these kind of people. Then on the generous side, I would save myself more of the generous side, because, okay, for my friends, we will be like, okay, this time you pay, next time I pay. So it really doesn't matter what is the cost of the meal for today, what is the cost of the meal for next week. That's the kind of relationship, friendships that I would prefer, in a sense.
Yeah. So even with friendship, right, money can totally ruin it, because a group of friends, not everybody is the same, right? So after a while, you find that, hey, it's going to be very difficult going out with certain people because their attitude towards money is so different from yours, right? So really, it's not just between couples. It could be with friends, with family member, even with the siblings, right? I heard siblings fight over, you know, who should pay for their parents. It's pretty sad because, you know, they totally don't remember when they were young. The parents gave everything, right? But when they became adults, it's so sad to hear. Yeah, I heard siblings fought over, you know, who should look after or bear the expenses for the parents, right? That is so sad.
Yeah, so I think all in all, we have to talk nicely when it comes to money. It doesn't matter with who, friends, family, husband, wife. I think what matters is the tone of our voice and to be really honest about it. Transparency is really the key point over here. Because I feel that, you know, like what you say, you know, money and relationship are intertwined, but yet it's not openly talked about. And then there goes the question mark, why is it not talked about, you know? So if I can choose, maybe perhaps my future marriage, future kids, I will be very, very transparent about it. I'll tell you, this is how much I earn, this is how I I plan my finance. You need to save up for this. You need to do it this way. I will actually teach my kids how to do it, because my mom didn't teach me and I had to learn it by myself.
Mm.
And I only had like this sense of financial planning only like I think a few years back.
Mm.
And it's already pretty late.
Yeah. It is definitely a very important life skill.
Yes.
And I think, unfortunately, our education system don't teach our children, right, how to manage their money, and we need money to survive in this world.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, totally. So it's really so important to talk about it, because, yeah, it's a very sensitive topic, right? It is. I hear so many couples fight, you know, many years into their marriage because of money. Because initially, in the early years of your marriage, you know, you're still in the honeymoon period, right? So you give in. We might have very different money concept or money attitude, because everybody come from quite different background, right? So the upbringing, the values, the beliefs are totally different. But when you become a couple and live together, you really need to talk about it, but people don't, right?
Yeah.
So people don't really discuss finances before marriage, and hence it can become a problem sometime down the road. And there's also another topic that people don't talk about before marriage.
Which one?
Sex.
Oh. Wait, but cannot be lah. Eh? Oh.
Yeah, okay, anyway, that one is another topic, another day. Oh, we'll totally talk about it one time.
Okay.
It's really some very important topics that people don't talk about, right? Because you're at the honeymoon stage, you know, I love you, you love me. We think that at the back of our mind, we know something is there, but we don't quite want to talk about it, because we think that we can accommodate. But the issue is we might not be able to accommodate. Because these are things that really, really involve your values and your belief system.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would never step into a marriage without talking about money.
Yeah. Especially for you, right?
That's for me, yeah. So important. It's really very, very important. Like, it's not because I say you're money-minded, you're money-faced, hey, why you want to talk about money? No, it must be talked about, because you are going to need money. You're going to need money for your wedding. Hello. Your wedding will need money. Your house will need money. Your car will need money. Everything needs money. Your food. And then what if you have children? Children also need money.
Mm.
Everything is about money.
Mm.
So, and we have to do it in a more people of the same minds. Meet at a sort of same level. Sort of. What do you call that term?
Wavelength.
Yeah, I guess. Like, you have to be really, like, the frequency must be gum, lah, basically.
But the point is, Christelle, it might be different from different. The two person who are getting married might come from a totally different background and totally different attitude towards money, right? But the thing is, we are just too difficult to talk about it. Because, as you said, you know, you don't want the other person to think, hey, how come you're so money-faced? How come you're so, is it everything about money, right? Yeah, but however, not talking about it will create big problem.
Right, yeah.
Or you move down the relationship, right? Yeah.
So
people definitely need to talk about money. Openly.
Openly, yes. Okay, so that was an interesting topic.
Yes, totally.
And we have come to the end of the episode. So
maybe share with us what is your views towards money between, you know, in a relationship, you know, whether it's couples or family, you know, how have you been approaching it? Share with us.
And we will see you, talk to you, hear you soon next week. Bye.
Bye. Take care, everybody.